T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. In Midtown, it started as a rap video shoot. Then real shots rang out, a whole bunch of them. Here's our Glenn Chuck.
Frightening number of gunshots here at 1040 last night. And as I look around the street here, possibly 24 shell casings are on the ground here. This apparently started when two rival groups got into this violence as that video was being shot inside the recording studio. And then this spilled out onto the street here at 38th and 5th. In the end, a 24-year-old man remains critically injured now after being shot in the chest. A 19-year-old and 27-year-old young men, also both shot, are stable. All three are at Bellevue being treated. Now, at least two people are in custody, two young men, as we await more information about them, the identity and what they'll be charged with. And police are telling me two guns were recovered here as well. The scene not far from Bryant Park in the Empire State Building. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here at 38th and 5th.
There is new information in the case of the deadly Bronx robbery over the weekend. NYPD is now releasing surveillance images of one of the suspects. It started when three men approached the two victims near McCombs Road and Inwood Avenue in the Hybrid section. Police say the suspects pulled out guns and stole a victim's gold chain. As the victims tried to run, the suspects opened fire before taking off in a black Mercedes, and they are still on the loose. The family of Gabby Petito has begun efforts to honor her memory and try to help anybody going through a similar situation. The family is launching the Gabby Petito Foundation, which will help groups which help victims of domestic violence. It's being set up by Petito's mom, Nicole Schmidt, as well as her father and stepmother, Joe and Tara Petito. Schmidt said, "We can't change the past, but maybe we can change the future." In an effort to highlight the issue of understaffing, nurses around the country and here in New York are holding events and speaking out.
Nurse Noemi De Jesus Aponte rallying outside New York Presbyterian says often one ER nurse here must care for 20 to 30 patients.
There are patients that are ignored for hours on end because of crisis walks through the door.
Maimonides nurse Nancy Hagen says they're also fearing for their licenses and jobs.
And the minute the patient complains, the bosses will call you in and want to write you up. Why did it take you so long to give the pain meds? Get one. I had 20 patients.
The New York State Nurses Association says NYP froze hiring to help make up for COVID-related losses, and they can't hire fast enough to replace experienced nurses leaving because of the conditions. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Washington Heights.
Well, New York Presbyterian has issued a statement saying that despite the national shortage of nurses, they are continuously attracting and adding skilled, caring nurses professionals to their teams. The NYPD asking for your help to find two suspects who not only robbed an East Village man, but allegedly drained his bank accounts. This happened early this month. Law enforcement sources believe the suspects coerced the already drunk 26-year-old into smoking something with them. Then they tossed him into a nearby car where he lost consciousness. They are then accused of using his cell phone to access bank accounts, transferring $4,500 to themselves. If you know anything about this, give Crime Stoppers a call.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.